Take a pause. Words from Jesus.
Pour out all your worries and stress upon Him, and leave them there, for He always tenderly cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Dear one, come to me and find that peace and rest that you need. Don't give way to worry or become flustered. Know that in my presence you will find the rest and peace you seek. Simply sit back for a few moments and speak to me and receive from me, and your balance will be restored. Your sail will be put upright, and you'll be back on course. When things don't seem to be going your way and you're feeling frustrated, take a pause and come to me. Remember that in your patience, you possess your soul. Learning patience is an important part of your spiritual growth. Even though it is human nature to get upset when things don't work out the way you think they should, if you take the time to bring the situation to me, we can refigure it together. You will find that every burden is lighter when you bring it to me, because I will be leading, loving, and guiding you, and lightening your load. Cleanse your mind of the thoughts and concerns of the day, and rest in me. Let all the cares and worries melt away as you pause and enter into my presence. Stop for a moment and look out the window, up into the sky. Remember that if I made the world and all that is therein, I can certainly take care of you. As you sit outside and enjoy my beautiful creation, breathe deeply and remind yourself that every beautiful thing is a token of my love. Every flower is my smile. Every bird's sweet refrain is my love singing to your heart. And every sunset that fills you with awe comes from my hand. All these things are manifestations of my love for you. Whenever you see some beautiful bit of creation, take a moment to offer up a praise to me, the creator of all things. Even though you may not be able to watch the sunrise, you can still see it in your mind's eye. You can go to a quiet place in your heart and mind, and we can commune in quietness and confidence. As you lie in bed, waiting for sleep to come over you, know that I am with you. If you remember that I am with you, you'll find the rest you need. As you set aside the burdens of the day, I will whisper to your heart and bring peace to your spirit. My masterpiece. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes 3:11. When you look at yourself, the vessel that I have made, it can be hard for you to see the beauty that lies there. But I have made everything beautiful in its own time, including you. Not one part of you is a mistake. Not one tone, hue, shape, or size is a mistake. Each part of you, including your personality and your talents, and the parts that you find less comely, were perfectly formed into how I created you to be. You are my masterpiece. Nothing is hidden from my love. It searches and reaches into the very depths of your being and sees all. But that doesn't change my love for you. You see your faults. I see your love for me. You see your failings. I see how you persevere and put your trust in me in spite of your weaknesses. You were formed to fulfill my will and calling for your life. You shine with my light. You let me shine through you so that others can see my love shining through you. As you hold on to me, I will never let go of you. You are precious to me, and I care for you and lovingly shower you with the warmth of my love. Receive my love, and you will have joy unspeakable. When you are tempted to become discouraged with yourself and your failings and lacks, remind yourself that I do all things well, and you are a beautiful creation, fit not only for my use, but also to be the object of my love. And this love is not a form of sympathy for you because of your human flaws and defects, but rather it is the love of a master for a masterpiece of his creation. Perfect love. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. There's no worry too great that you cannot lay it on my altar. There's no tear that you shed that I cannot wipe away. There's no burden that's too heavy for me to carry. So cast all your cares on me. Then leave them there. And remember that when you give them to me, I will care for you and your concerns, because I love you more than you could ever imagine. My perfect love will cast out your fear of the future, your worries about the past, and your anxiety about the present. Remember that I always have your best interests at heart. Everything that has happened to you, or will yet happen to you, or hasn't happened to you, will work together for good at some point in your life. You haven't been forgotten, missed, skipped over, or neglected. When things look dark and you feel as though you can't go on, turn to me. As you soak in my word and commune with me, your faith and hope will be revived, and I will help you take on a new perspective. As you strive to walk in my will, you will experience my joy. Let my sunshine beam on you and warm your soul. Even when you're feeling down and you close the curtains, my sunshine will beam through the cracks and warm you. My love will never leave or abandon you. When you feel like you can't make it another step, pause and commit everything to me. Raise your hands and commit your cares and burdens to me one by one. Let my love wash over you. Trust me. Believe that I am with you always, and accept my love and rest in it. No matter what you are facing, remember that I only have your care and well-being in my thoughts toward you, and I will provide for you and give you all that you need. If this includes discipline or training, then I do so because of my great love for you. But I never have harsh thoughts of judgment toward you, only thoughts of love and care. My love knows no boundaries. This is the love that I also wish for you to have for others, a love that loves the unlovely and does good, even to those who despise you. For through this testimony of my love, others will be drawn to me. Let no one cross your path today without leaving them a little better for it, without a word of cheer or encouragement. Let all that you do be done in love. As you have freely received my love, freely give it to others.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.